When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. And Matt, as I mentioned in the previous segment, Daniel Jeremiah, who of course is the NFL media analyst, the NFL draft analyst for NFL.com, has put out his top 150 in his draft. And I heard him today on Sirius, Matt, say he thinks, again, kind of like what we just talked about, there aren't any true 100% stars, like studs, yeah, you know, generational players in this draft. But he said it goes about 20 deep in terms of the guys he has first roundish grades on.
Okay. I mean, I can buy that. I mean, there's probably three corners, Branch, you know, I mean, I buy that. Real quick, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to start running down through this here.
Just because I listen to his podcast, I've cited this a couple times on here, and I just like the way he phrases this, is that he does mocks with his ears. He does his top list with his eyes. So this is strictly his opinion. I mean, I know he has a pulse for the league, and, you know, people tell him stuff, of course, and that's how he mocks. But this is how he looks at these players. So let's go. Yeah, I'm ready.
He's got Bryce Young, number one. Will Anderson, number two. Bijan Robinson, three.
I give him all the credit in the world for putting Bijan that high.
Yeah.
That's where he belongs.
Tyree Wilson, four. He's bumped Devin Witherspoon up a spot to five ahead of Jalen Carter, who he bumped down to six.
Ooh, how about this little nugget? Our buddy Greg Cosell was on, he's always on Ross Tucker's podcast, and they were talking corners this morning. And he flat out said, Witherspoon gets run by more than people realize. You know, like, he's smaller and he doesn't have a great track time. And Greg, I mean, watches all those snaps, said there's just times that there were three or four instances where he got run past and the quarterback just didn't let it fly. And he's not like down on Witherspoon. He loves his play demeanor, but he said Deontay Banks is his number two corner.
Really?
Like,
that's interesting.
Yeah. Gonzalez is one.
CJ Stroud is seven. That's holding steady. Eight is Peter Skoronski.
Solid,
Nine is Dalton Kincaid. He's not changed on that. Ten
is that there's more than a 50% chance that Kincaid is gone before the Steelers pick?
I don't see it.
I mean, I think it'd be great for the Steelers.
I look at tight end very much the same way I look at running back.
Mm-hmm.
They better be, you know, I know they're all rated highly in this draft, and I like them too. But there's, I mean, Pitts went in the top 10. Hawkinson went in the top 10. Like, I don't know. Hawkinson should not have gone in the top 10 as far as I'm concerned.
Right. And he was traded for not much.
Right. Because it's just a position, like, it's different from running back because tight ends will play 10, 12 years in a league.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times they don't hit their peak until they've been in the league 3 or 4 years.
So a couple things on Kincaid is I could definitely see the Commanders or Packers who pick right before the Steelers doing it, you know, especially Green Bay. But I've also heard that he didn't weigh in at his pro day, or some people were worried he's only like 220 pounds, that he's a lot leaner than people are letting on. Now, if you're 220 or 230, I mean, you're not even really a tight end.
Yeah, you're more of just a big slot receiver.
Right, right, right.
Gonzalez is at 10. That's up a spot. He has Anthony Richardson moving down a spot to 11. Where, again, you're basically, if you're moving one or a spot up, yeah, or down, you're just cutting, you're really slicing hairs. Sure. Will Levis at 12.
Boy,
Nolan's, yeah,
I understand.
Nolan Smith up five spots to 13.
I think there's a very good chance he's off the board when the Steelers pick, which I'm fine with.
Yeah. Lucas Van Ness at 14.
I hope he's off the board by then.
Jordan Addison falling two spots to 15. So that's his number one wide receiver.
Yeah. He has been all along. And I think he was I was shocked he didn't move Smith and Jigba over Addison.
Yeah. 16 is Paris Johnson.
Okay.
17, up two spots, is Jackson Smith and Jigba.
I think he's better than the 17th best guy, but he could be there at 17, and I'd still have a hard time passing on him.
Yeah. Down three spots is Darnell Wright. So he had, Wright as his number one offensive tackle. He now has him behind Paris Johnson. Okay. Down two spots is Broderick Jones.
Okay, yeah. I spot. Do think Wright is in the same category as the top two or three, depending on however you want to call it.
I do too. I mean, he's just a tremendous run blocker, but he's a right tackle.
Right, right.
At 20, up a spot is Michael Mayer. At 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. At 21, up two spots is Miles Murphy.
Okay. Get it.
Zay Flowers at 22.
It's almost, it seems like a slam dunk that he's going in the first round now.
Yeah. Like down three spots to 23 is Joey Porter Jr.
I understand it. I mean, I think everyone around here, if the Steelers took Porter at 17, I would not have any qualms with it. I mean, again, I'm not bashing the dude. But I think many of our listeners are probably like just keeping their fingers crossed that he's there at 17 and then sprint to the podium. That's a no-brainer pick. I don't think it is. And I think it's a little concerning that he did not run a three cone or a shuttle, you know, like, because he's not good at that. I mean, he's not a change of direction guy.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I like bashing him, but I mean, he's not a slam dunk.
24 is Deontay Banks.
And I could see people liking Banks better than him.
Yeah, 25, Will McDonald. That's up a spot. Kalijah Kansey's up a spot to 26. Emmanuel Forbes up seven spots to 27.
Yeah, I mentioned that Peter King, whatchamacallit, mock. He hit Forbes went ahead of Porter in that one. I was like, wow. I don't know if
I can see. I mean, he takes the ball away.
I mean, his tape's great.
28 is Keon White. 29 is.
I don't think Forbes will be there at 32.
No, I don't think he will either. Jahmyr Gibbs at 29. Quentin Johnston at 30. Ryan Branch at 31.
Wow, it's late.
Yeah. Felix Anduke Uzomah at 32.
Real quick, we had a little conversation about trading up, trading down, talking to teams, blah, blah, blah. Would you consider moving from like 32 to 25 for Branch? If you already selected somebody at 17,
probably not.
Yeah.
I'd be all over, you know, taking, there are a couple other, you know, nickel safeties in this draft that I'm like, okay, I could live with that guy too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, I hear.
At 33, down eight spots, Darnell Washington.
I don't know why he'd go down, but fair enough.
34 is Joe Tippmann. That's down a spot. 35, B.J. Ojulari. 36.
Like
yeah. 36, up a spot, Brian Brisset.
So you and I have been talking about this a little behind the scenes and kind of stealing it for people, but I'm also putting two and two together that one of the complaints with Brisset is pads get high, plays two or three snaps, and then comes out for a snap. But it wasn't like that the last game or two of the season, and it absolutely wasn't that way in the ACC championship. Like, players never admit this, but I bet he wasn't in very good shape to start. And that doesn't mean he's lazy. He has had a lot of other things going on.
He had stuff going on that nobody should have to have going on and
right.
still played football. I give him more credit
exactly
for playing this year than I do bang him for. Well, he was in the hospital. He lost his sister. I mean, my goodness. We're gonna hold that stuff against him. Well, his mind wasn't right. No kidding.
And he wouldn't be on the treadmill and work out as much as he needed to. You know, I mean, and everything else. I mean, just it's time consuming stuff. You know, life got in the way. I just think it's really promising that his best game of the year was his last one he played, the ACC championship. And then he looked as spry and as explosive as could be at the combine and his pro day. Like, everything lately has been really good. If it was the other way around, I'd be a lot more scared.
Yeah, I'm with you. 37 up 8 spots, Steve Avila. 38 up. Yeah, up a spot is Luke Musgrave. Oh, Cody Mauch at 39, that's down a spot. Up 7 spots at 40 is Keanu Benton.
I didn't know he went up, but I was thinking about this last night that I don't think the Steelers have any chance of getting him in the second round pick, and I would consider him at 32 the more I think about him.
He fills it. I mean, he could play nose for you. He can kick out the end. Yeah.
Tough. I mean, he fits in really well, and his best tape was as the season went on too.
My comp for him remains Tyson Alualu. Like, if you could get Tyson Alualu at 32 and he ends up playing in 12 years in a league like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And remember, Jacksonville took Tyson Alualu at 10.
10. Right. Right. And to be, with all respect to Alualu, I could see Benton on 3rd and 8 being lined up next to Cam more often than Tyson was.
Well, I mean, Tyson there for a couple of years was that guy. Yeah.
He was behind Tuitt in that pecking order.
Yeah.
A lot
of guys would have been behind Tuitt.
Right.
Exactly. At 41, down 5 spots, Osiris Torrance.
I think it's a little rough on him, but
guard only, though. I mean, that's the problem.
He's not
like all the offensive linemen ahead of him are either guys who are offensive tackles or they're guards that also can play center or guards that can play tackle.
Mock and guys like that.
Yeah.
I mean, again, DJ doesn't have the luxury of, I'm scouting for one team and I have a huge hole.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
But right guard only.
Yeah, right.
Orange, you know.
42, Jalen Hyatt. That's down 2 spots. 43 is Mazi Smith. That's down 2 spots.
40, I think I'm out on him, too.
Yeah, I'm not. I just haven't been a huge fan the entire time. I watched it and tried to like him. I'm like, yeah. I want production. I want somebody who actually knows how to get to the quarterback.
I used to be very torn on Mazi versus Benton, and I'm not at all now.
Yeah, Benton had 6 sacks last year. I know he can get to the quarterback. He got better at that.
Yeah.
44 is Sam Laporta. That's down 2 spots. 45 is Trenton Simpson. Down 2 spots.
First off the ball linebacker, right?
Yeah. 46 is Hendon Hooker. Down 2 spots.
Yeah, he even mocked him to the Vikings in the first round.
47 is Kaylee Ringo. That's down a spot.
Cosell had a good thing about him, too. He said, what Ringo really struggles to do, and this is going to kind of sound funny, is stop. And I'm like, that's a weird way of putting it, but like when you're running full speed, you got to come to a stop abruptly and not gather yourself. You know,
maybe I'll put the brakes on, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, when he's in off, people are completing, you know, button hooks on him all day long because he can't stop and come downhill. He's like a locomotive that stays in motion.
Well, he's big. I mean, that's
big, right?
Big and fast is tough to stop all that momentum. Exactly. It's physics, Matt. Yeah, at 48, John Michael Schmitz.
Solid.
At 49 is Jack Campbell. So if we look at it this way, if you just look at where DJ has those the Steelers at 17, mm-hmm. 32, and 49. If you could come out of this draft, who do you have at 17? 17 was Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Right.
32.
I think I take him.
Yeah. 32 was Felix and Duke Azoma. And then 49 was Jack Campbell.
However, if, of course, the world doesn't work this way, but if everyone fell in this order, you could leave this draft with Jackson Smith and the Jigba, Brian Brise, and whoever we want from this point on.
Right. Whether it be Jack Campbell, whether it be a cornerback.
Right.
You could even take anyone a corner. Yeah. At 50, Zach Charbonnet.
I mean, like a Matthew Bergeron or a DeWad Jones,
right.
You know, something like that that's still out there, you know.
51 is Adebowale. 52 is Jonathan Mingo. 53 is Matthew Bergeron.
Mm-hmm.
54 is DeWan Jones. I saw somebody, I think it was the 33rd team, mock the Steelers, DeWan Jones at 17. I'm like, are you out of your minds?
I know.
These are guys who are doing this who are former NFL scouts. Like, come on, man.
Right. I don't think he's a first round player. Maybe like the Chiefs at 31 or, you know, the Orlando Brown replacement. But you hear this a lot the last couple of weeks is, okay, he had a really good Senior Bowl practice, but then he just shut it down.
I'll be honest with you. I saw reports of that. And I'm like, you know what? I was thinking the same thing at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm like, is he hurt? What's going on with this? And he just decided he wasn't going to practice anymore. I've shown enough.
Because that first day
of practice was great.
And he wouldn't get weighed at his pro day. You know, like, how big is this dude now? You know, I mean, like, he wouldn't do anything. And then also, if you watch the tape from the Senior Bowl, for whatever reason, the guys he went against all tried to beat him with power. They tried to go right through the middle of him.
Like, that's probably all they had.
No wonder he couldn't.
Yeah.
He's like, boy, they just threw me softballs and I cracked them out of the park. Why would I come back for practice number two?
55, Tyreek Stevenson. 56, Tucker Kraft. 57.
I've warmed up to Stevenson, too. I was a little hard on him earlier. I think he's a big physical guy that might even be a safety.
57 is Anton Harrison. So the two, the right tackle prospects, all ahead of Anton Harrison. Cedric Tillman at 58. Marvin Mims Jr. at 59. 60 is Josh Downs. 61 is Riley Moss.
He's an interesting player, too.
Absolutely. 62 is DJ Turner.
Hmm.
63, Drew Sanders.
Wouldn't be bad grabbing a corner with that late second-round pick.
No. One of those guys, absolutely. I'll take him.
May even be there in the third round.
Yeah. Derek Hall at 64. Tuipulotu at 65. Jair Brown at 66. Zach Pickens at 67. 68 is Sidney Brown. Julius Brents at 69.
Yeah, I'll trade the 69th pick for him right now.
Yeah. 70 is Gervin Dexter. 71 is Luke Schoonmaker. 72 is my man Jartavius Martin.
Yeah.
Marte Mapu is at 73. Have we mentioned Mapu?
I don't think
we talked about him in our safety rankings. Like, he's kind of like Carnell Lake.
As I say, he's a big box old school safety that might be a linebacker, might be a safety, blah blah blah, but he's an interesting player. He makes a lot of plays.
Yeah. 74 is Clark Phillips the third. I take Clark Phillips at 74.
You talk about, you know, finishing your slot corner need.
Yeah. 75, Nick Herbig. Again, I take Nick Herbig at 75. Deion Henley at 76.
I like Henley too.
Yeah. KJ Henry at 77. Kendre Miller at 78, the running back out of TCU. Byron Young at 79.
I really like that player. As like a third-round pick for the Steelers. I know he's a little old. Great tester, really productive, has a crazy backstory. I like Byron Young.
How about 80 is Tyler Steen?
Hmm. I think he's a day two pick all day long.
So, if you followed this down where the Steelers pick at, it would be Smith and Jigba, Nduke Uzomah, Jack Campbell, and then Tyler Steen.
Okay.
You still haven't addressed cornerback.
But that's a neighborhood you're shopping in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be bad. And, oh, by the way, Jaden Reed's at 81. 82 is Darius Rush.
Man, that'd be nice.
Darius Rush is a good football player.
He is.
Yeah.
I don't think they've – he hasn't mentioned Cam Smith yet, now I think.
He is not, no.
Wow.
Henry Toto is at 83. Israel Abakananda. I can never pronounce his name.
No.
And I've watched a million Pitt games. I still can't pronounce his name. I'll have to ask Billy how to say that one. He's 84. Rashawn Johnson at 85. DeMarvian Overshawn at 86. Devin Achane at 87. Chandler Zavala at 88. Charlie Jones at 89. Tank Dell at 90.
Brenton, because we're starting to see a little bit of a drop off. A
little bit, yeah. Brenton Strange at 91. 92 is Jalen Duncan. 93 is Cam Smith.
Right.
He's way down.
And then Isaiah Foskey next. Both.
Yeah, I mean, those are two guys that were getting first round consideration.
Oh, yeah, right.
Jaron Hall at 95. Jordan Battle at 96.
Next quarterback.
Yeah.
Battle's a good player.
97 is Nick Salvadori. Saldivari, I should say. The offensive tackle out of Old Dominion. Wanya Morris at 98.
Yeah.
Jake Haner at 99. Blake Freeland at 100. Actually, this is not bad. I mean, you know, just this area.
Like, if you hit your first picks out of the ballpark for the Steelers, can't believe he's there. Are you comfortable with your only offensive lineman being Saldivari or Morris or Freeland in this neighborhood?
I can live with. I mean, if I'm going to use them guys, you know, use those guys to, I'll eventually work them in as a third, you know, a tight end, something like that. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah,
Saldivari's like super athletic. As is Freeland. I mean, Freeland and not Saldivari might be the two most athletic offensive linemen in this draft.
Yeah, right. That's why
I can work with that. They're moldable pieces of clay.
I can live with Dan Moore in the meantime, or you know.
Antonio Johnson at 101. I mean, a lot of boards. He's the number two or number three safety. Yaya Diaby, good edge rusher. Another one right after me, Jose Ramirez.
I like both those guys for the Steelers.
Yeah. Sidy Sal at 104. Tyjae Spears at 105. Josh Weil at 106. Terrell Smith at 107. And we haven't talked a ton about him.
We never talk about him.
The quarterback from Minnesota. Another big cornerback.
Big corner, a lot of experience. I think there's a low bust rate. I don't think he's going to be a pro bowler, but I think he's going to be a quality player.
Daniel Scott's at 108, the Cal safety. Byron Young, the Alabama defensive tackle, at 109.
These next two dudes, Young and Matlock from Boise State, some people are very high on both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, he's at 110. Moro Ojomo. Texas defensive tackles at 111. Zach Harrison at 112. Cameron Young out of Mississippi State, 113. Tyler Scott, the Cincinnati wide receiver, at 114.
I think he's better than that.
Ja'Quarian Bennett, who I think is a solid, the second corner out of Maryland, a good football player.
Mm-hmm.
He's at 115. Shamari Connor out of Virginia Tech at 116. Jamie Robinson out of Florida State at 117. Jalen Redmond, the Oklahoma defensive tackle, at 118. Dorian Williams at 119, the linebacker out of Tulane. And at 120
in the middle rounds.
Yeah, right. Noah Sewell. Williams might be the best pure coverage linebacker in this draft.
Yeah, he flies around.
Noah Sewell at 120. That's, of course, where the Steelers have their last pick. And I'm just looking here. Who would I take of the guys here who are after him? You're looking at Tank Bigsby, Dwayne McBride, Rasheed Rice, Ricky Stromberg, Luke Whipler, A.T. Perry, Cameron Mitchell. Cameron Mitchell's not a bad player. Ika's not a bad player.
I'd look at Pace.
Yeah. I mean, just good. Robert Martin out of Western Kentucky. Have you seen anything of him?
No.
The defensive tackle. He's a big load, too.
He's a big nose type. I mean, I know that.
Yeah. Much. He's pure nose tackle that, is interesting.
There's a couple of small school oversized dudes.
Yeah. 6'5", 337 pounds. Like started out at Northern Alabama and North Alabama and, you know, just a good football player who just
beefy guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Just eats up blocks. But that is DJ's. We stopped at 120 ish.
Yeah.
Because that's where the Steelers, they don't have another pick then until the 250s. So
last name I have, and I think we have brought him up recently, Corey Trice from Purdue.
Yeah.
141. If you get him around 120, I'm real comfortable with that.
That's why I'm interested. You know, those names we started to get to from about 80 on.
Yeah, yeah.
If you could get a couple, three of those guys, which you could do if you move back a little bit from 32.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if you move back a spot, you know, give me one of those picks and something else, or, you know.
Yeah. I'll get, give me your fourth round pick, and, you know, we'll swap spots in the second round.
Mm-hmm. No, I like
which I think is completely doable.
Yeah. I think it could be a safety, or, you know, an off the ball linebacker, or project offensive lineman. You know, it's not a bad spot.
Yeah. Hey, you can now listen to Steelers Nation Radio anytime, anywhere through your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play Steelers Nation Radio from iHeart, and Alexa will take care of the rest. Matt, we just rolled through Daniel Jeremiah's top 120 or so picks. I think it's time for us to do a little mock draft again here.
All right. We're going to have many more opportunities.
We're running out of chances here. So we'll do that when we come back. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.